Good morning, everyone who's here, and good morning to everyone who's listening online, who will hear it later on this morning. So it's just so good to be here, and we're always so grateful that we can be in this place. And we welcome Leonie this morning. It's really lovely to meet you and to have you with us. And great to see everyone else as well. And of course, we remember Bruce and Eunice at home because Bruce is so ill. And also, we think of Stuart, Jean's husband, who can't be with us either. So let's pray and let's begin. Oh, Jesus, we are so grateful to be in this place. It's so good to be family together as brothers and sisters in you. Thank you that you are our Father. Thank you that we are your children. We are so blessed in so many ways, as we're going to hear a bit about later. But we love to come here to worship you in spirit and in truth. So we thank you as we rejoice in you today and who we are because of you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're going to start with, Jesus is King and I will extol him. No? No, it's the second one. Thank you to my little helper, but he's not quite got it right. We are going to sing, Jesus is King, and I will extol him.
He reigns on high and throne.
those words, we have a hope that is steadfast and certain. And now we are going to sing Rejoice, Rejoice. Bruce produces the booklet, but he'd opened it at the wrong page. Bless him. So, rejoice, rejoice, Christ is in you. Be looking at how we can have that peace. And of course, right now within our own lives, we might be struggling with things. When we look at the nation that we live in and we look at the world we live in, that's not where we find our peace. We find our peace in Jesus. So we'll be looking at that in a little while. We're just going to have a time of prayer. And I'll keep encouraging, and Leonie, please join us in this, just for people to speak out a line of thanksgiving in adoration of our Lord. And then we'll have a time of praying for those who are sick. And perhaps think about our nation and the world too. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you that we are here, and we're here to worship you, our Creator, our Savior, and so much more. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Loving us the way you do. You don't deserve it, Lord, but you've given us your promise that you do forgive us once we come to you. Lord, and we ask for forgiveness, and you will forgive us. Thank you, you drew us back, and I came and gave my life to you. And yes, I've had problems and that, but you've always been there. Thank you once again, Mother God, for Jesus and for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, I thank you for guiding me to come to this church today. Mm-hmm. I thank you so much for meeting fellow Christians. Thank you that we are safe. Jesus, I just pray that this church will grow. It's in such a fantastic location, and there's such the opportunity for more people to come to you, Jesus. I just ask this in your name. I ask for peace in the world, Jesus, that you intervene, that your glory will shine over everything that's going on in this dreadful world at the moment. I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, and we give you all the glory. And thank you as you receive our prayers of adoration, both spoken out loud and within our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for how awesome you are. And you call us to love one another, and within that we want to bring before you those who are sick and needing your touch at this time. And Lord, we lift Bruce to you. And Lord, we know that what he needs is the ultimate healing, which is to be with you in glory. And that's what he's asked for. Lord, we know the timing is yours, but we pray peace in his heart and mind whilst he waits for that day. And we thank you for him and all that he's been to this church and many others. And we pray for Eunice as she supports him and loves him. And we pray for strength for her. And we pray too for Deborah and Graham and Dean and others that love Bruce and Eunice. Be with them all at this time. And we thank you for Stuart at home now with his daughter, as that enables Jean to be with us for a little while. So we thank you for that gift, and we pray healing for Stuart. And let's just have a little time now where you can pray out for those who are needing the the Lord's touch at this time.
Travel next week, up to Bradford. Not just me, I know that we're traveling as well. But pray for Jeremy and Mercy's, and that Megan's wedding will go really well. And thank you that her and her husband know you, they do know you as their Savior. Father, thank you once again. Pray for everybody there.
Amen. So we lift all those that we know need your touch. So I know many will have others on their hearts too. And Lord, we lift this nation to you. We lift this government to you. But we thank you that you are in control. Nothing happens without your say-so. So we thank you, Lord. And we pray for the world and we pray the same. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control. Even though maybe we don't see it, you see the bigger picture, you see everything. Your plans will not be thwarted. So we thank you that we need not fear because you are an awesome God, Creator God. And it's all about you. We pray everything in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, while we're on our theme of peace, we're going to sing Peace Like a River.
Mountain.
Barbara, I think you're going to bring the reading for us. Thank you.
This morning's Bible reading comes from Romans 5, 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Amen. Thank you, Deborah. So much in that passage, and it brings out peace, joy, and love. And this next song is actually the Lord singing to us. And as it says in Zephaniah, he sings over us. And that's what's happening here. So my peace I give unto you.
It's a beautiful
such a beautiful song, and he gives us peace, joy, and love. Ooh, is that falling? No, I'm not going to put that there. I wanted to read something in a minute from my phone, but it was pulling the music stand over. Good morning, Terry. So, what a beautiful reading. It doesn't really need me to say much because it's so clear. But I'll just say a little bit. And it means I get to read it again as well. So it begins, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, just as if I haven't sinned. And faith, of course, is a gift from God. So that's why we can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And I'm sure you're all familiar with the acronym for grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. God sent his Son for us, to die on the cross for us, to forgive us for our sins. And so we can boast in the hope of the glory of God. And everything's sounding very positive, but we have to be real. And it says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. And we do suffer in our different ways, whether it be health issues or life issues in general. We do suffer, but I always think none of us suffer as Jesus did on the cross for our sins. And our suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. How wonderful is that? He didn't leave us on our own. He sent his Holy Spirit. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. That's us. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? His resurrection. Without the resurrection, there will be no new life. There will be no eternity. We'd have our sins forgiven for this life, but there wouldn't be resurrection, a new life. So not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through him whom we have now received reconciliation. How awesome. awesome is that? We are one in Jesus. Jesus lives in us, and we are going to be with him forever. Amen? Amen. If there's time, yes. I'll just read you. So my old teacher puts up a daily reading on Facebook. I don't do Facebook otherwise, really, but he puts up a reading each day, and I just thought this fitted in so well with today. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The greatest gift that God gave humanity is his Son, Jesus. But much else is described as a gift for the Christian. Acts 5:31. To give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Repentance is a gift. Think about that one. Acts 10:34, that the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out even on Gentiles. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Romans 5:17, and of the gift of righteousness, reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Righteousness, right standing before God, is a gift. Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal life is a gift. And then in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12, it lists all the gifts. And we won't have all of them, but we'll have some of them. But I'm not going to say more on that now, because next week is Pentecost and we have a visiting preacher. And the following week, so next week we have Richard Siddall coming to speak. And the week after is Alan Millis. And I believe he may be continuing with speaking about the gifts. So I'll move on. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over the power and penalty of sin is a gift. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, as we said just now. Saving faith is a gift. Philippians 4:13, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Overcoming strength is a gift. 1 Corinthians 1:7, therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. Everything we need to be power-filled and effective for the gospel is a gift. Believe, receive, experience. Amen. Thank you for that little help. You got the music. Yeah. So we're going to sing, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the rock, solid rock, I stand.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
repeat this wonderful song that we're going to sing, Come People of the Risen King. This is one of our very favourites, and we do it on the streets most Monday mornings in Torquay. I'm saying this, I know you all know that, but Leonie doesn't, in case you'd like to come and join us. So we sing outside Primark on a Monday morning, not every Monday morning, most Monday mornings, alongside Stevie Walker, who's a full-time evangelist. So we always sing this song, and I chose it today. I thought verse 2, come those whose joy is morning sun, and those weeping through the night. Come those who tell of battles won, and those struggling in the fight. For his perfect love will never change, and his mercies never cease. But follow us through all our days with the certain hope of peace. Amen.
Your hearts to sing to the morning star of praise. From
Amen. So I was thinking, if you want to know more about that daily reading, I know obviously lots of you have got a daily reading already, but if you're interested in hearing more, then there's ways I can get it to you, or you can go on my Facebook page, because I've been asked to put it on there, even though I don't go on it. I am sharing it onto there. So if nothing else, people get the gospel. So thank you for all being here. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the reason we're here. And we're going to do the grace now, and then, Leonie, we stay for coffee if you're free to join us.
Right, okay.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.